when you get that opportunity to constantly get the ball, you know, you get that momentum going, and you see good things happen. And so I feel like, you know, like I said, the O-line did a tremendous job for me and for all the backs. And, you know, we just got to keep building off that.
It was interesting. On TV, they were talking about when you were carrying the ball, they said, he looks like he knows where the play is going. He expects the hole to be there, and he goes there. Mm-hmm. Whereas they were talking about Wayne, they said Wayne is more, mm-hmm. you know, instinctive. Mm-hmm. I mean, would that be a good description of you, or did you just have faith in the hole, or did you see where the hole was going to be, or what?
I mean, it goes with practice, really. You know, how we practice. Obviously, when the hole is there, you want to hit it. But, you know, as a running back, you kind of, like you said, kind of got to be instinctive. And, you know, when there's not a hole there, kind of make one in yourself. So, you know, as far as a description of me, I don't know. I don't really describe myself. Y'all can do that. But, you know, I just try to, you know, make the most out of every play.
Lots been made about how you guys went to Denver without eight starters, won that game nobody thought you could win. I mean, is there kind of an element here of just when your chips are furthest down that, you know, it just really brings out the best in guys?
I mean, I'd say so. You know, I think nobody really gave us a chance. You know, but I don't really listen to the media much. You know, we just got to go out there and, you know, get our best shot. And like I said, we had a great week of practice that week. And I think it showed out there on the field, so we gotta just continue to build off of that, you know. And so it starts this week as well. That game's in the past now. We talked about it. We watched film. We corrected our mistakes, and we just gotta go on and get ready for Seattle.
It's gotta be years since you've had that many carries and that many hits and beatings. I mean, to be honest, how will you think you deal with that if they want to make you the workhorse again this week?
It feels good. You know, get that workload. You know, for me, when I woke up that next morning, I'm like a little sore, man. Gotta like it. You know, so I like that feeling. But you know, something I learned from Rashad while he was here is just invest in your body. You know, so I'm doing a lot of things treatment wise to make sure that I'm ready to go for the next week constantly. So you know, I'm gonna be ready. You know, the numbers call, no matter how many carries, I'm ready for it.
Was the last time you felt like that, Tulane?
Yeah, I'd say so. Maybe a preseason game, I don't know. But it feels good. You always say you wake up, you know, had production like that, and you wake up a little sore, but you wake up with a smiling face, I guess.
How much that helped being a lot of two tight end sets? I mean, you guys were in 12 personnel. I mean, I think like 75% of the game, just having a lot of tight ends out there in the field and stuff like that.
I mean, we got a hell of a group there, you know, with obviously Rhett. That's something he's known for. And, you know, Jarrell and Evan did a great job of blocking out there as well. And even the perimeter guys, the receivers, you know, when it was going that direction, they were able to, you know, put their hats on guys. And so everybody did, you know, a tremendous job from the O-line to the perimeter guys. And so it was a team effort for sure.